刚唱的这个236首啊
which we just sang 236.
这首诗歌实在是非常的好。
This is truly a wonderful hymn.
啊，在这个题目啊，这个说圣灵显现在我中。
The topic is that now the Spirit appears, dwells in me.
啊，其实呢，中文圣经呢，把它翻得更直接一点更好。圣灵住在我里面，就是这样。
Translation of Chinese is even better. And the English is very direct. Is that the Spirit now lives, dwells inside of us?
虽然呢，这是我明天早晨的题目啊，要讲圣灵的内住。
This is my topic for tomorrow morning, the indwelling Spirit.
但是呢，我们好不好把这个副歌啊，再来把它唱一下
？But shall we sing the refrain again?
那么，希望弟兄姊妹带着坚定的信心来唱这个副歌。
And I hope you'll sing this refrain with a heart full of conviction.
圣灵住在我里面。
Because the Holy Spirit dwells inside of us.
我们中文呢，把它翻得太文雅了。圣灵显现在我中，可能很多弟兄姊妹不大清楚的意思。
In Chinese, it's a little too eloquent. You might not be clear of what it's actually talking about.
我们跟他来得更直接一点。
But here, let's be more direct.
你唱着唱着，圣灵住在我里面，好吧
？Sing, the Holy Spirit now dwells in me.
我们请我们的弟兄啊，把这个副歌弹一遍。我一起把它唱两遍。
Let's listen to the refrain and sing it twice through.
唱圣灵住在我里面啊。大声唱。我们实在需要有坚定的信心和把握。
We truly need a steadfast, convicted heart with assurance.
我们能说圣灵住在我里面。
That the Holy Spirit dwells in us.
这是莫大的福气。
This is a great privilege.
求主让我们在跟随主的这条道路上面。
That as we are following the Lord on this way,
能有这么确定的把握
that we would have this firm assurance,
圣灵住在我里面
that the Holy Spirit dwells inside of us.
我现在请弟兄姊妹啊，和我一同先来读一些圣经
Shall we read some passages of scripture first?
请弟兄姊妹打开约翰福音第14章
Shall we turn to the Gospel according to John, chapter 14?
约翰福音第十四章
John 14
第26节
Verse 26
但保惠师就是父因我的名所要差来的圣灵他要将一切的事指教你们并且要叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话
But the Helper, the Holy Spirit whom the Father will send in my name He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I said to you
15章26节
Chapter 15, verse 26
但我要从父那里差遣保惠师来就从父出来真理的圣灵他来了就要为我做见证
When the Helper comes whom I will send to you from the Father that is the Spirit of Truth who proceeds from the Father he will testify about me
第16章
Chapter 16
我们从第7节读到11节
We'll read verses 7 through 11
然而我将真情告诉你们我去是与你们有益的我若不去保惠师就不到你们这里来我若去就差他来 他既来了，就要叫世人为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己。为罪是因他们不信我，为义因我往父那里去，你们就不再见我。为审判是因这世界的王受了审判。
But I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And he, when he comes, will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. And concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father and you no longer see me. And concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world has been judged.
罗马书第八章
Romans chapter 8,
第二十九节
verse 29.
因为他预先所知道的人就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his son, so that he would be the firstborn among many brethren.
以弗所书第四章
Ephesians chapter 4.
第七节和第八节
Verse 7 and 8.
我们个人蒙恩都是照基督所量给个人的恩赐，所以经上说他升上高天的时候掳掠了仇敌，将各样的恩赐赏给人。
But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift.Therefore it says, when he ascended on high, he led captive a host of captives. He gave gifts to men.
十一节到十三节
Verse 11 through 13.
他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体，只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人。满有基督长成的身量。
And he gave some as apostles, and some as prophets, and some as evangelists, and some as pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints for the work of service, to the building up of the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith, and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ.
哥林多前书第十二章
First Corinthians chapter 12
第一节
Verse 1
弟兄们，论到属灵的恩赐，我不愿意你们不明白。
Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be unaware.
第四节到第七节
Verse 4 through 7
恩赐原有分别，圣灵却是一位，执事也有分别，主却是一位，功用也有分别，神却是一位，在众人里面运行一切的事。圣灵显在个人身上，是要叫人得益处。
Now there are a variety of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of ministries, and the same Lord. There are varieties of effects, but the same God who works all things in all persons. But to each one is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good.
十一节和十二节。
Verse 11 and 12.
这一切都是这位圣灵所运行随己意分给个人的，就如身子是一个，却有许多肢体，而且肢体虽多，人是一个身子，基督也是这样。
But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually just as he wills. For even as the body is one and yet has many members, and all the members of the body, though they are many, are one body, so also is Christ.
我们最后请看创世纪第一章。
And lastly, let's look at Genesis chapter 1.
创世纪第一章二十六到二十八节。
Genesis 1 verses 26 through 28.
神说：“我们要照着我们的形象，按照我们的样式造人，使他们管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的牲畜和全地，并地上所爬的一切昆虫。”神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。神就赐福给他们，又对他们说，要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地，也要管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟和地上各样行动的活物。
Then God said, Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the sky, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them, and God said to them, Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and rule over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the sky, and over every living thing that moves on the earth.
我想为着昨天晚上啊，没有在这里的弟兄姊妹。
For the brothers and sisters who were not here last night.
我把昨天晚上所交通的呢，略略的稍微重复一点。
I'm just going to give a general overview of what we shared last night.
那我这次的负担呢，是要和弟兄姊妹交通另一位保惠师。
And my burden this time is to share with brothers and sisters about another comforter.
我们说到约翰福音十四章到十六章。
In John 14 through 16.
这是主耶稣在地上上十字架之前，是离世之前。一段非常重要的讲论。
This is a very important passage which the Lord spoke before he was to depart from this earth.
在这一段话里面，主耶稣介绍了另一位保惠师。
And in this section, he introduces to us another helper.
当我们知道这位保惠师就是圣灵。
And of course, we know this helper is the Holy Spirit.
主说，当这位保惠师来的时候
，The Lord says, when this helper comes,
也是到那日
，On that day。
神要开启一个新的时代。
The Lord will begin a new era.
神在地上的工作，他所有的方式和性质都改变。
God's work, his method, and the nature of it will all change.
现在神的工作从外面进到里面。
Now God's work is no longer outward, but it begins inward.
那么，也是从外面看得见的进入灵的境界。
And from that which is seen outwardly, now it will enter into the spiritual realm.
我们可以这样说，在四福音书的里面，
We could put it this way, in the four Gospels,
主耶稣也是保惠师。
Our Lord Jesus, he is also the helper.
但是他在外面做保惠师。
But he is the outward helper.
他在外面与门徒们同在。
He was with the disciples outwardly.
因为那个时候
Because at that time,
我们的主他还没有能够完全父神给他的托付。
He was not able to complete the entrustment of the Father.
所以他自己本身有一个非常重大的使命。
So he himself, he had a great commission.
因为他要站在人的地位上完成基督的意义。
He had to stand on the position of a man and accomplish the meaning of Christ.
所以他一面带着门徒。
So on one hand, he was leading the disciples.
那另一面呢，他自己在神面前成全神的旨意。
On the other hand, he was also accomplishing the will of God.
当他挂在十字架上的时候，
And when he was hung upon the cross,
他喊说成了。
And he cried out, it is finished.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
神的旨意借着他完成。
God's will through him was done.
也就是基督的意义。
That is the meaning of Christ was done.
那么他就成了一个完美的一个模型，一个榜样。
Now he is a complete model or example.
这是非常重要的一件事情。
This is a very important matter.
啊，因为他首先在他身上把这个神的旨意完成了。
Because he himself first accomplished the will of God.
然后另一位保惠师来了。
And now another helper is to come.
那这就是进入使徒行传的时代。
And this now brings in the time of the Acts of the Apostles.
这一位保惠师呢，
And this helper,
他就按照主耶稣所完成这个模型，
According to the model that the Lord Jesus has set,
在我们里面做工。
Now is working within us.
在我们里面完成基督的意义。
And now he is accomplishing the meaning of Christ within us.
所以我们说过这两位保惠师，
So we say again, these two helpers,
他们好像是一个接续的工作。
It's a work of continuation.
所以主先把一段完成了，然后圣灵来就完成另外一段。
The Lord Jesus finished his part, and now the Holy Spirit does his second part.
这是在神的荣耀的旨意里面一个非常完美的计划。
This, in God's plan, is a very perfect, complete plan.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
And so brothers and sisters,
我们要感谢我们的神。
We want to thank our God.
啊，他为着成全他自己荣耀的旨意，
In order to accomplish his own will,
他做了何等完美的计划。
He did a very perfect, complete
plan. 并且呢，主耶稣来把这个计划把它带到完全。
Additionally, our Lord Jesus, he brought it into completion.
而圣灵可以在基督 在主耶稣完成的这个工作里面做工在我们身上。
And the Holy Spirit can take that accomplished work of Christ and do it in us.
所以今天我们对于圣灵
And so for us today, in regards to the Holy Spirit,
我们必须有一个准确的认识。
We need to have an accurate understanding.
因为他在我们身上所做的工
Because the work that he needs to do in us
就是要把主耶稣所完成的工做在我们身上。
Is to do the work of what the Lord Jesus had already accomplished. This is a very important thing.
那么昨天晚上我们也讲到
And we already said last night,
只有圣灵来了
Only when the Holy Spirit comes,
真理的圣灵来了
the Spirit of truth has come.
我们在生活侍奉中才会经历那个实际。
Now in our daily life and in our service, we can experience this reality.
我们讲到
We've said,
圣经说主耶稣是真理
that the, Lord, the Bible tells us that the Jesus is
truth. 神的话圣经是真理
And his word, the Bible, is truth.
圣灵的本身是真理
And the Holy Spirit himself, he is truth.
那个真理的原意, 原意就是实实在在的。
And the origin of truth is that which is true.
这三个宝贝
These three treasures
是神赐给所有蒙恩神的儿女的
is what God has given to every child of God.
并且我们知道这中间有非常重要的关系
And we know that among these three, there's a very important relationship.
基督来了，他把神所有一切的丰盛都带来了
Christ has come and he has brought all the fullness of God to us.
然后他在我们里面做生命
And now he inside of us is our life.
所有的丰盛都已经进到我们的里面
All of the abundance has come into us.
但是呢，我们还需要在生活经历上面来经历这个实际。
But we need to experience this reality through our daily lives.
那我们怎么知道这个丰盛呢
？So how can we come to know this abundance?
所以神把圣经给了我们。
So God has given us the Bible.
所以圣经是说明书啊。
The Bible is our instruction manual.
圣经就告诉我们，你所得住这位基督是有何等的丰盛。
The Bible tells us that the Christ that you have gained is so abundant.
但是你从字面上来读的时候呢？
But just on the surface level of the words, you cannot fully understand it yet.
所以需要圣灵来做启示的工作。
You need the Holy Spirit to do the work of
revealing. 所以当圣灵一解开主的话语
，as soon as the Holy Spirit opens up His word,
哎呀，我们才知道我们所得着的基督是何等的伟大，何等的丰盛。
Now you come to know the greatness, the abundance of our God.
那个真是超乎我们所能想象的。
It far surpasses everything that you imagine.
我们才知道我们得着了宇宙的至宝了。
Now you come to know you have gained the The treasure of the universe.
我们现在知道神所有的丰盛都已经在我们这个小小的人里面。
Because all the abundance of God is now in this very small person.
那么这个开启是重要的。
This revelation is important.
这个开启在我们里面是会把我们带到另外一个境界的里面。
This revelation will bring us into a new realm.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers,
保罗因着这个启示
Paul, through this revelation,
他就看见过去那个犹太教整个毫无价值。
He saw that all of Judaism had no value.
他有一个完全的一个改变。
Now he had a complete change.
所以这个启示常常被圣徒们形容是一种革命性的改变。
And so that is why many saints call this revelation a revolutionary one.
弟兄姊妹们，如果今天你眼睛得开
，Today if your eyes are opened，
看见基督的丰富
，and you see the abundance, the fullness of Christ，
你就对今天整个基督教你会有不同的眼光看。
Now you have a different perspective on all of Christianity.
你就知道今天我们在地上所做的，那离神所要的不知道差了多远。
That the things that we do on earth today is so far away from what God wants.
那么圣灵不仅解开主的话，让我们认识基督的丰富。
And now the Holy Spirit not only opens up to us so that we understand the abundance of Christ.
圣灵还要带领我们进入基督的丰富。
The Holy Spirit also wants to lead us to enter into
the abundance of Christ. 让你实实在在的能够经历主的话语。
So that you can truly experience
God's word. 这是多么宝贵的一件事情。
This is such a precious thing.
我们昨天略略提过。
And today, yesterday we mentioned already.
我们知道基督徒需要平安，需要喜乐。
That Christians, we need peace, we need joy.
你怎么样得到这个平安和喜乐呢
？How can you gain peace and joy?
是圣灵把你引进去了。
The Holy Spirit leads you into it.
你才有真正的平安，真正的喜乐。
Then you have true peace and true joy.
我们基督徒需要追求圣洁，需要追求公义。
Yes, as Christians, we pursue after sanctification and
righteousness. 我们需要追求忍耐，需要追求谦卑。
We do seek after endurance and humility.
我们需要追求善良，需要追求爱心。
After being good, after having a caring heart.
弟兄姊妹，这一切 都是非常的宝贵的。
All of these things are precious.
那么怎么样让这些东西在你身上成为实际呢？
But how can these things be reality to you?
那是圣灵在你里面的引导，叫你进入实际。
It is through the leading of the Holy Spirit so that you can enter into its reality.
这不是我们外面的一个道德的行为。
It is not an outward behavior.
我们靠人的力量是做不到的。
You cannot do it through your own behavior.
我想很多弟兄姊妹都有这个经历。
We all have this experience.
圣灵一带领我们进入这个实际。
As soon as the Holy Spirit brings you into the truth.
那是多么美妙的一种的光景。
It's such an amazing condition.
我们讲到十字架的工作。
We talk about the work of the cross.
我们讲到与主同死。
We talk about dying with him.
我们讲到与主同埋葬。
We talk about being buried with him.
与主同复活。
And resurrecting with him.
这个凭我们光知道的知识能做到吗？
Can you do it merely based on your head knowledge?
做不到的。
You can't do it.
我们遇见一些难处的时候。
When we meet problems.
我们在道理上知道要与主同死。
In our head, we know that we need to die with Christ.
但是你怎么死呢？
But how do you die?
你死不了的。
You can't die.
你越追求死，他还越活呢。
The more you want to die, the more alive you are.
越死不了，越痛苦。
And the more you can't die, the more you suffer.
那是后来圣灵引你进入。
Until the Holy Spirit leads you into it.
有与主同死的经历
and
你就知道何等宝贵啊。
Now when you have the experience of co-death with the Lord, how precious it is.
你进入何等大的安息。
You enter into great rest.
进入何等大的喜乐。
And you enter into great joy.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
神赐给我们三样宝贝。
The Lord has given us three treasures.
希望我们弟兄姊妹能牢记在心。
I hope you can remember it.
一个是基督。
One is Christ.
一个圣经。
The other is the Bible.
一个是圣灵。
And third is the Holy Spirit.
这三样事物有非常密切的关系。
Three things have intimate relationship with one
another.
Christ brings in fullness.
圣灵解释这个丰富。
The Holy Spirit explains the fullness.
圣灵解开主的话，引我们进入这个丰富。
The Holy Spirit opens up the Bible so we can enter into the fullness.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是我们蒙的恩典。
So brothers and sisters, this is the grace that we have received.
这是极大的恩典。
This is great grace.
所以今天呢？
So today,
我们必须学会顺服圣灵的带领。
We need to learn to obey and submit to the leading of the Spirit.
我们昨天也讲到，圣灵是用膏油的方式带领我们。
We've mentioned it yesterday. The Holy Spirit leads us through the anointing oil.
所以基督徒顺服恩膏的教训非常重要。
And so it's very important that Christians will follow the leading of the anointing.
我们说过。
We said again.
什么叫属灵的生活
？What is spiritual life？
是你顺从圣灵而有的生活才是属灵生活。
And a spiritual life is a life in submission to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
所以不是说呢每个礼拜天按时候做礼拜来聚会也读一点圣经那么也奉献点钱财那么很多弟兄姊妹以为这就是过属灵生活了。
A spiritual life is not merely being on time on Sunday mornings that you read some of the Bible that you give your tithes and that's your life.
在神眼中看算得数的生活那是跟从圣灵膏油的生活。
In the eyes of God, a spiritual life which counts is one in that lives in obedience to the Holy Spirit.
什么叫属灵的侍奉
？So what is spiritual service?
是按照圣灵所引导的那个侍奉，才是真正的属灵的侍奉。
True spiritual service is service that follows and obeys the leading of the Spirit.
弟兄姊妹们，这不是人。在这里定规的。
This is not a rule set by man.
这是神定规的。
This is something set by God.
我们必须服下来。
We need to submit.
所以仰望主的怜悯。
So we look to his mercy.
所以昨天晚上呢，我们等于略略的哈，把这位保惠师啊，那么做了一点点的介绍。
So generally speaking, last night we spoke, gave some introduction to this another helper or comforter.
那么今天晚上
，So tonight，
我们要。再讲到圣灵的一个特性。
We want to talk about another characteristic of the Holy Spirit.
因为这一次哈，我们有三次的机会来交通。
Because we have three opportunities to share.
所以今天晚上呢，我要讲保惠师是奉差遣的灵。
And so today, tonight, I want to talk about the Holy Spirit is the Spirit whom had been sent.
主若许可，明天早晨我们要讲保惠师。是内住的圣灵。
And if Lord wills, tomorrow morning we'll speak about the Holy Spirit, the Helper who is the indwelling Spirit.
在圣灵的这个经历里面，这两方面都是非常重要的。
That in our experience, these two aspects of the Spirit is very important.
所以今天晚上呢，我们讲奉差遣的灵。
So tonight we're going to speak about the Spirit who had been sent.
我们读。圣经说很清楚的可以看见
When we read scripture, we see very clearly,
我们天上的父他是差遣者
Our heavenly father, he is the one who sends
子神我们的主耶稣基督 他是奉差遣的。
And the Son, our Lord Jesus, He is also one who had been sent.
那么现在我们知道圣灵也是奉差遣的。
And now we also know that the Holy Spirit, He also has been sent.
什么叫做奉差遣呢？
What does it mean to be sent?
奉差遣就代表他们有一个使命。
To be sent means that they now bear a commission.
我们的父神有荣耀的旨意。
Our Heavenly Father, He has a glorious will.
那么神把这个旨意托付给他的儿子，托付给圣灵。
And God has entrusted this will to His Son and the Spirit.
所以他们就成了奉差遣的。
And now they are the ones who are being sent.
所以他们到地上来一个很大的目的。
And when they come to earth, they have a very great purpose.
就要完成父神所托付他们的。
They are to accomplish that which the Father had entrusted to them.
所以我们看见主耶稣到地上来的时候，
So when Jesus came to earth,
他说我来了，不是要说自己的话，做自己的事。
He said, I have come not to do of my own or to speak of my own.
我要遵行那位差我来者的旨意。
But I am here to accomplish the will of Him who sent me.
所以主耶稣站在人的地位上。
So our Lord Jesus, He stands in the position of man.
他完全遵行父的旨意。
He fully accomplished the will of the Father.
那么圣灵来了。
And now the Holy Spirit has
come. 他也是一样，他不做自己的工的。
It is the same for him. He does not
do his own work. 他乃是做什么？只做父差他来所做的工。
What does he do? He only does the work of that which the Father has sent him to do.
我们知道在旧约圣经里面有一个这个故事说明这件事情。
We know that there is a story in the Old Testament which illustrates this.
啊，这是一个很美丽的故事。
This is a very beautiful story.
是一个娶亲的故事。
It's a story of a marriage.
弟兄姊妹都知道创世纪第二十四章。
You all know the story in Genesis chapter 24.
亚伯拉罕要为他的儿子以撒娶亲。
Abraham wanted to find a wife for his son Isaac.
那么他就打发他那个年老的仆人出去为以撒去找个妻子。
He sent out his elderly servant to go and find a wife for his son.
走之前，他再三的叫他起誓。
And so, before the servants left, he swore to that servant.
就是你绝不可以给我找迦南地的女子。
You cannot find a woman from the Canaanite land.
所以我们看见这个老仆人非常的忠心。
And so we see the elderly servant; he was very faithful.
他一路上祷告。
He was praying his entire way there.
最后呢，把利百加带回来。
And lastly, he brought Rebecca.
用证明这个故事。
And in this story,
其实背后隐藏着一个属灵的含义。
Behind it is hidden a spiritual meaning.
也说明圣灵到地上来。
It illustrates the Holy Spirit who has come to earth.
他乃是遵行天父的旨意。
He accomplishes the will of the Father.
他完全不做自己的事情。
He does not do his own work.
感谢神。
We thank God.
主耶稣是忠心的。
Our Lord Jesus is faithful.
圣灵也是忠心的。
The Holy Spirit is also faithful.
那么到底他们要成就的神的目的是什么呢？
So what exactly is the purpose of God that they need to accomplish?
我们在创世纪第一章里面呢，
In Genesis chapter 1,
很清楚的看见，
We see clearly,
神当初造人的时候，神有一个目的。
When God first created man, he had a purpose.
我们知道这个人呢，在神的思想里面是一个神圣的意念。
We know that this thought, this idea of man in God is a very holy thought.
因为呢，神的旨意是要借着人来把它成全。
Because God wants to accomplish His will through man.
我们昨天也略略讲到。
And we've talked about it
last night. 什么是基督呢？
What is Christ?
基督其实就是一个宇宙人。
Christ is a universal man.
啊，神不仅创造我们这些人，
God not only has created
神要得着个宇宙人，
He wants to gain a universal man.
这个人呢，头是主耶稣身体，
In this man, the head is Christ and the body is the church.
所以呢，这个人是一个神圣的意念。
And so the thought of man is a holy thought.
所以弟兄姊妹，我要感谢神了。
So brothers and sisters, we need to thank God.
就为着神呢，造我们是个人，你都要感谢神。
For God creating us as man, we need to thank Him.
哎呀，很多人呢，常常羡慕鸟。
A lot of people, we admire birds.
羡慕其他东西。
We admire other creatures.
你不知道，只有人在神的思想中是一个神圣的意念。
We don't know that only the thought of man is a holy thought in God's mind.
所以在创世纪第一章里面就告诉我们。
And so in Genesis 1, it tells us.
神造这个人有很大的目的。
God has a great purpose in creating man.
第一方面是什么呢？
First off,
就是要他们成为神的一个发表。
That man is an expression of God.
所以他说，人是按照神的形象和样式造的。
That is why man has been created in the image of God.
那么第二方面，
Secondly,
神要他们为他们掌为他为神掌权来管理。
God wants man to rule and subdue everything.
这简单的来说呢，就神造人说，也叫人成为个有用的人。
Simply put, God created man to be useful.
啊，但是我们晓得亚当在主跟前呢，还没有能够达到神的心意的时候就堕落了。
But we know that before Adam was able to fulfill God's purpose, he fell.
他一方面也不像神呢。
On one hand, he wasn't like God anymore.
另外一面来讲，神整个的功用都失去了。
On the other hand, he also completely lost his function.
所以因此主耶稣就要道成肉身来到地上。
That is why our Lord Jesus, he had to come bodily in his bodily form.
他成为幕后的亚当，成为第二个人。
He became the last Adam and the second man.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
他呢要把神心目中原来所要那个正常的人把他显出显示出来
Now he has to express the man that God originally intended
所以主在地上的时候他一直称自己为人子
So that is why when the Lord Jesus was on earth he called himself the son of man
在希伯来文里面呢人子就是真人
In Hebrew the son of man is the true man
那弟兄姊妹，我们呢？我们是假人吗
？So brothers and sisters, are we fake men?
我们不是假人。
We are not fake.
我们是不真。
But we are not true.
啊，只有主耶稣是真人。
Only Jesus is a true man.
是神心目中的标准的人。
Because he is the standard model man in God's heart.
所以主耶稣在地上的时候
，And so when the Lord Jesus was on earth,
一面你看见他把神的形象显出来了。
He did express that image of God.
是吧？主对门徒们说：“你看，你们看见我，就是看见父了。
”The Lord says, "When you see me, you see the Father."
所以保罗后来也说呢，爱子就是神看不见之神的像。
And so that is why Paul later on said this: the beloved son is the exact representation of the invisible God.
所以只有主耶稣把神的形象样式把它表出来。
And so our Lord Jesus is able to express the image of God.
另外一面
，On the other hand，
我们也看见主耶稣让我们看见一个在神眼中的人是有何等样的功用。
We see that the man that is in God's original purpose is incredibly useful.
啊，主显明的那个能力是非常的大。
Our Lord Jesus had great power.
不仅能够赶鬼医病。
Not only was able to cast demons and heal.
你看，还可以在海面上行走。
He's able to walk on water.
甚至叫风和海通通能够止息。
He's able to calm the wind and the waves.
主就在肉身中显出了。神要人成为一个有用的人。
In his flesh, he was able to express that function of being a useful man.
感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
他付上重大的代价。
He paid such a heavy price.
他完成了神所要的这个人的光景。
He accomplished the condition of man that God wants.
现在圣灵来了。
And now the Holy Spirit has come.
那么圣灵就要在我们的身上呢，弟兄姊妹们来做工。
And now the Holy Spirit is to work in us.
就把要把我们磨成基督的形象。
To be conformed into the image of Christ.
什么叫做基督的形象
？What is the image of Christ？
就在神眼中看为正常的人。
That is in the perspective of God, you are a normal man.
所以弟兄姊妹们呢
？So brothers and sisters,
这个世界不正常、啊。
This world is very abnormal.
都不正常啊。
All men are abnormal.
你我要活得正常。
You and I, we need to live normal lives.
我们怎么活得正常呢
？How do we live normally？
哎呀，我们有时候蒙恩得救多年，我们很惭愧、啊。
After we've been saved for so many years, we feel so ashamed.
到今天呢，我们不敢。讲自己正常
Up to today, we dare not call ourselves normal.
你觉得你正常吗
Do you feel that you're normal?
啊，如果我们能说自己正常，恐怕我们是瞎眼。
If you say that you're normal, perhaps you're still blind.
啊，我们实在不正常。
We really are not.
但是什么时候可以正常呢
？But when can you be normal?
你只要活在基督里。
Just live in Christ.
你表现了基督。
Express Christ.
你是正常人。
You are normal.
这是圣灵在我们里面一做的一个荣耀的工作。
This is a glorious work that the Holy Spirit is doing in us.
那我们晓得弟兄姊妹，不仅在我们个人的身上，叫我们能够恢复神的形象。
Not only can God, the Holy Spirit, now recover the image of God within us.
今天早晨我们弟兄在讲恢复，那个很重要。
This morning our brother shared about recovery. It's very important.
我们知道创造对神来讲容易的。
We know that creation to God is very easy.
说有就有，命立就立。
As soon as he says it, it is.
恢复。非常不容易。
Recovery is very difficult.
你看我们的主耶稣付上多么重大的代价。
See what a heavy price our Lord Jesus had to pay.
现在圣灵呢， 在我们里面一点一点的来做工。
Now the Holy Spirit is doing work little by little.
恢复的工作是非常的艰难。
So the work of recovery is very difficult.
但是神一定要做。
But the Lord must do it.
感谢神。
Thank God.
那么亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
今天圣灵虽然在这个艰难的工作的里面。
Today, even though the Holy Spirit is doing a difficult work. 他在我们个人身上
恢复基督的形象。
He is recovering the image of Christ in us.
另一面呢，他也要使我们成为一个有用的人。
He also wants us to be useful men.
还不仅这样
Not only so,
他要把我们这些所有得救的人把他建造成为教会成为基督的身体
He wants to build up all who are saved into the body of Christ
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters
我们看见主耶稣到地上来的时候
When our Lord Jesus came to
earth 在他个人的身上完成了神的目的
Individually he accomplished the will of God
现在他升天得荣耀
And now he has ascended and been glorified.
他就把这个责任就开始交给另一位保惠师。
And now he has given this responsibility to another helper.
那么神就差遣圣灵下来。
And God has sent the Holy Spirit to come.
那么圣灵奉差遣做什么呢
？And now the Holy Spirit he has been sent to do what?
就做这三件事情。
To do these three things.
第一个
，First，
他要负责把我们改变。
He is responsible to transform us.
要叫我们能有基督的形象。
So that we have the image of.
第二方面要叫我们成为有用的人
to be useful men
能够有恩赐跟他一同来建造基督的身体
so that with gifts we are able to build up the body of Christ
那我们知道第三件事情就是他要把教会建造成为基督的身体
is that he is to build up the church into the body of Christ
这是圣灵今天他所承受的使命
this is the commission that the Holy Spirit now
bears 这是父给他的一个荣耀的一个托付
This is a glorious entrustment that the Father has given to him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们实在感觉神爱我们是何等的深啊
We truly feel that God loves us so deeply.
他在我们身上的工作是多么的荣耀美丽和伟大
The work that he does in us is so glorious, so deep, and so awesome.
但是很可惜我们很多时候我们对于今天我们所蒙的恩典神在我们身上的工作认识的实在是太肤浅了。
But sadly, our understanding of the great work that He does in us is so shallow.
仰望我们的主。
We look to our Lord.
借着荣耀的灵。
Through the glorious Spirit.
在我们里面做开启的工作。
That He would do the work of revelation in us.
我们都知道，今天要把我们这个人改变形象，像主耶稣。
We know that for today, for man to be transformed into the image of Christ.
这都是一件不得了的一个工作。
It's an incredible work.
我永远不会忘记啊。
I'll never forget.
我26岁蒙召出来侍奉主的时候。
When I was called to serve the Lord when I was 26.
其实呢，大概22、23岁的时候，神就呼召我了。
Actually, the Lord called me when I was 22, 23.
那个时候主呼召我出来侍奉主。
The Lord called me to serve Him.
你知道吗？我对教会整个的印象是什么呢
？What was my understanding of the church at that time？
就是主呼召我出来要讲道了。
That the Lord now has called me to come out and preach.
这个又是我很害怕的。
I was really afraid because I really don't like to preach.
但是我呼召我出来讲道。
But the Lord has called me to come and preach.
那个时候呢，我在教会里面，我还喜欢唱诗歌，我想要领领诗歌好了。
And because I like to sing hymns, so I thought, okay, yes, I can lead sing spiritual.
带青年聚会。
And I could lead the young people.
传传福音。
I can share the gospel.
或者做做儿童工作
or I could do some of the Sunday school work
那个时候我心里面想呢我将来出来大概就是做这些吧
and so I thought that when I come to serve the Lord I'll be doing these things
所以我跟主办交涉
and so I made a bargain with the Lord
我说主啊我会把自己奉献给你
I said yes Lord I'll offer myself to you
你等一等吧再给我几年
but just wait give me a few years
我愿意把自己奉献给你
because I'm willing to give myself to you
因为我想做这些事情不着急嘛
because
对不对
I thought to do these things there's no urgency
哪里晓得那一天我清楚的感觉主真的向我显现
But that day I was so clear the Lord appeared to me
因为我那个时候在学校是学工程
And because I was an engineering student at that time
主就说呢我这里还有一个工程
The Lord says I have an engineering project for you
这是一个生命的工程
This project is one of life
那天主就开启我
That day the Lord revealed it to me
那叫我里面何等震惊啊
It caused me to be greatly amazed
我才知道在教会的侍奉中
And then I came to know
不是讲几篇道的问题
Church service is not merely preaching a few messages
不是呢有爱心照顾一下人的事情
It's not just caring about others with some love
侍奉是摸到人性
Service is touching human nature
是要改变人性
Transforming human nature
那天我才知道
That day I came to know
侍奉主是要命的
That serving God has to do with our very lives
真的是要命的
It takes my whole life.
直到今天呢
，up to today，
我都感觉服侍主何等的不容易啊。
That is so difficult to serve the Lord.
你看见我们处在弟兄姊妹当中
，as we are among brothers and sisters.
啊，我常常感觉真像以赛亚所说的一样。
I really feel like what Isaiah says.
我们是嘴唇不洁的人，又处在嘴唇不洁的民中。
That we are people of unclean lips, living among other people who have unclean lips.
我们自己里面就是充满的问题。
We are so filled with problems ourselves.
弟兄姊妹。每一个人都是一个问题。
And brothers and sisters, every single one of you, you're a problem.
难怪服侍主很困难啊。
No wonder it's so difficult to serve the Lord. Because there's so many difficulties that come up.
弟兄姊妹，这不是外面的东西。
This is not an outward thing.
这是解决人里面的问题。
This is solving a problem from within man.
我们能做吗？
Can we do it?
越服侍我就越觉得我不能。
The more we serve, the more I feel I cannot.
越服侍越害怕。
The more I serve, the more I fear.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters, thank God. This is the work of the Holy Spirit. This is the indwelling spirit living in every one of us.
跟着主的后面，跟着圣灵的带领呢,
I am only following behind the Holy Spirit.
做一点他所要我们做的工而已。
Following His leading to do some of the work that He asked me to do.
我们那一点点的工的影响实在是太微小了。
The little bit that we of work of our own influence is so small.
但是感谢神,
but we thank God.
这一位圣灵住在所有弟兄姊妹的里面。
One spirit dwells in every brother and sister.
他在我们里面做改变的工作。
In us, he's doing that transforming.
所以我们知道，今天我们蒙恩得救，能够重生是圣灵的工作。
So today, for us to be saved, it is the work of the Holy Spirit, right?
哎呀，我们有些弟兄姊妹传福音，恩赐大一点，能力大一点，就是说一下呼召了一些人，就说你看这些人都是我救的，哪里？
Some people, when they share the gospel and they make that calling and a lot of people are saved, they say, look, I have saved these people.
你能使人重生吗?
Are you able to cause people to be reborn? No.
主只不过是借着你感动了一些人、就是。
The Lord only used you to move some people.
是圣灵重生使我们得救的，对不对呢?
We are all rebirthed through the Holy Spirit, right?
是圣灵把这个生命带进来的。
The Holy Spirit brought this life in.
弟兄姊妹，从我们蒙恩得救之后，
Brothers and sisters, after my salvation,
我们就握在圣灵的手中。
We are in the hands of the Holy Spirit.
神把我们交付给圣灵。
The Lord, God has entrusted us to the Spirit.
重要的责任。
And so the Spirit now bears heavy responsibility.
要教育我们。
To teach us.
要改变我们。
To transform us.
归正我们。
To correct us.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
如果你我里面真正有一点善良的感觉。
If you and I, we have any sense of goodness within us.
我们就知道我们对这位圣灵的亏欠很大的。
We know that we truly have fallen so short of the Holy Spirit. 他在我们里遇见的难处
是何其多、啊、
We have given him so much trouble.
但是他用无限的忍耐 无限的爱在带领我们。
But he has unlimited patience and love in
leading us. 所以在约翰福音十四章开始
So that is why in the beginning of John 14,
主就讲到这位圣灵来他指教我们。
The Holy Spirit, he has come to help us.
啊、他 teach us.
He will teach us.
他在里面教导我们。
He will teach us.
是吧他不仅教导我们，他在里面常常提醒我们。
He will also constantly remind us, bring to remembrance. So it would be recall His God's word.
哎呀，你知道我们这些人呢、啊，真是很麻烦的。
You know that for us men, we're so
troublesome. 听了又过不了两天就忘记。
We hear a message 2 days later, we forget.
那么圣灵就在我们里重新提醒我们。
And the Holy Spirit reminds us.
啊，我们这些人就是、啊。这个该忘的忘不了，该记的记不住。
The things that we need to forget, we can't forget. The things we need to remember, we can't remember.
所以主老早知道我们的软弱。
The Lord knows our weakness.
才圣灵住在里面。
And so He has sent the Holy Spirit to dwell in us.
常常读圣经也记不住，对不对？
Even if you read the Bible a lot, it's hard to remember.
圣经读了多少遍也记不住。
You've read the Bible so many times, you still can't remember.
那么圣灵帮你记住。
The Holy Spirit will help you remember.
那么圣灵要光照我们。
And the Holy Spirit will also enlighten us.
所以让我们呢畏罪畏义畏审判自己责备自己。
So now, regarding sin, righteousness, and judgment, we will now judge ourselves.
那么是他来引我们进入真理的实际。
And now he will allow us to be brought into the reality of truth.
是他在我们这条路上一直在引导我们。
He leads us along this way.
也是他在我们的生活中来管制我们。
And also he controls us, governs us in this daily life.
这个管制安排所有一切的事物。
That means he's orchestrating everything around us.
啊，弟兄姊妹，不仅这样，他还要在我们里面做印记。
Not only so, but he's also the guarantee within us.
什么做印记？他来鉴别这个出于主，那个不出于主，他在里面做鉴别。
That he will assure you, this is of the Lord, this is not of the Lord.
有很多时候，你真正的按照他所做的，那么你做了，你就 得着产业。
Because sometimes if you do obey him and listen according to what he has told you, you will gain the inheritance.
他就给你打上印记说这是你的。
Now he will put his seal upon you and say, this is yours.
哇，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们看见我们的神。
We see our God.
他在我们身上做了何等细致的工作。
He does such a detailed work.
神用精心细心在我们身上做工。
God does such a careful, detailed work in us.
所以以弗所书第二章才能讲到我们能成为神手中的杰作。
That is why in Ephesians chapter 2, it says that we are God's great masterpiece and handiwork.
大家都知道那个杰作原文的意思就是诗啊。诗篇的诗。
And we also know that masterpiece in the original, it has the definition of a poem.
Oh, 对 poem. 你看我们的一生呢，乱七八糟，对不对
？If you look at us, we're a great mess.
哪有什么诗意呢
？What kind of poetry is in us?
你觉得你的生活有诗意吗
？Do you feel that you live a life of poetry?
连一首歌也不像。
You're not even like a song.
但是呢。圣灵就在我们里面慢慢做，慢慢做。
But the Holy Spirit is slowly doing that work.
到有一天成为一首诗。
Until one day you become a beautiful song.
所以这是我们荣耀的盼望。
This is our glorious hope.
我们不仅对自己有这个盼望。
Not only do we have this hope for ourselves.
我们对我们的弟兄姊妹也有这个盼望。
We also have this hope for our brothers and sisters.
这样你的眼光就不一样。
Now your perspective will be different.
虽然有时候看这个不美丽，那个不好。
Sometimes you see this is not beautiful. This is not good.
但是终于一天它会变成诗的。
But one day that person will be a beautiful song.
所以呢，我们需要忍耐。
We need patience.
所以特别到末后的时代啊。
So particularly in these end days.
启示录提醒我们。
Revelations reminds us.
忍耐到底的就必得救。
Those who persevere to the end will be saved.
所以今天呢，你不要说，哎呀，我已经忍耐好几个月了，还没到底呢。
Don't say, well, I've endured for a few months. You haven't gotten to the end yet.
忍耐到底。
Endure to the end.
因为什么？这是有盼望的一件事情。
Why? Because this is a matter of hope.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们看见圣灵今天在我们身上的工作。
So today we see the work of the Holy Spirit in us.
实在是一个何等美丽细致的工作。
It's a beautiful, detailed work in us.
所以我们整个都在这个改变的一个过程的当中。
So we are all in this process of transformation.
到有一天你看见你的性格改变。
One day your nature will change.
圣灵把基督的性格组织在你身上。
The Holy Spirit has worked out the nature of Christ in you.
你的性情改变。
Your personality, character has changed.
有一天你看见你的性情像主耶稣。
Now your character is like the character of Christ.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
所以圣经中那句大话就会应验。
And this great passage in the Bible now will come true.
他如何，我们也如何。
How he is, we are as well.
怎么能变成这样的？
How can we be like that?
那是圣灵在我们身上的工作。
It is the work of the Holy Spirit in us.
所以圣灵今天在堕落的人里面。
And so now, the Holy Spirit in fallen man.
弟兄姊妹在改变我，这是我们天天的经历。
Is changing us. This is our daily experience.
但是神的工作没有停在这里。
But God's work has not stopped. Does not stop here.
因为神还要叫我们成为一个有用的人。
Because He wants us to be a useful man.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
这个是今天圣灵在我们身上极其宝贵、极其宝贵的工作。
This is such a precious work that the Lord is doing in us.
你知道神造我们这个人呢
？You know when God created us, man.
不仅叫我们有人的性情
，Not only do we have the nature of man.
我们有人的智慧
，We have man's wisdom.
我们有人的才干
，We have man's skill.
我们人是有用的
，And we have our own usefulness.
在神所创造整个万有里面
，In all of God's universe, in His creation.
没有一种的动物比人更有用
，Not one animal is more useful than man.
也没有一种的动物比人更有智慧
，Not one animal is more wise.
所以神不仅叫我们人的性情，神也叫我们怎么样有人的功用。
And so we have been created as man, so we have our function as man.
我们称这个为天然的功用。
We call this a natural function.
今天呢，我们可以凭着天然的功用，为自己和自己的事业得来很多好处，对不对？
According to our natural function, we can do a lot of good for our own careers and for ourselves.
今天在这里在座的弟兄姊妹当中啊。
Among us, brothers and sisters sitting here,
有很多人在这个社会中都是佼佼者，都是可以做大事的，对不对
？In this society today, you're able to do great things.
非常有用啊
！You're very useful.
这是神造你的时候就给你的用处。
When God created you, this was a usefulness that God has given to you.
当然了，我们知道。我们讲过，在头一次的出生里面，这个不平等的啊。
But of course, we know that in our first birth, that it's
not equal.
We're not all created equal.
有的人生出来就很聪明。
Some people, when they are born, they're very smart.
有的人呢生出来就笨一点。
Some people, they're a little bit more dumb.
像我这个是比较笨的。
Like me.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
我们在天然的感这个用处上你赶不上别人。
In our natural function, even though we cannot be compared to others,
这里告诉我们，你天然的功用，你可以为你自己，可以为你的事业，为你的家庭。
Our natural function can be used for ourselves, for our own family, for our own work.
但是当我们蒙恩得救之后，
But after we are saved,
神要把属灵的功用加在我们身上。
God wants to add to a spiritual function.
请我们仔细的听。
Please listen carefully.
这个属灵的功用，
The spiritual function,
只能为着神的目的。
Can only be used for God's purpose.
神给我们属灵的功用只为着建立基督的身体。
God has given us spiritual function only to build up the body of Christ.
这个功用不能为你自己。
This function cannot be used for yourself.
不能用神给你的功用来建立自己的事业。
You cannot use your spiritual function given by God to establish your own work.
用神给你的功用建立你的名声，得到什么样的好处？
You cannot use your spiritual function to establish your own name or your own benefits.
圣经很清楚告诉我们，
The Bible tells us clearly.
神给我们这个功用只为着建立基督的身体。
This function is only to build up the body of Christ.
我们晓得教会的历史，一直到今天地上的教会，人在这方面犯的错误是何等的厉害。
In church history, all the way to Christianity today, that people have created, have made such a great mistake in this area.
今天好多人用神给的恩赐建立自己的事业。
So many people use spiritual gifts to build up their own careers.
建立自己的名声。
To create a name for themselves.
建立自己的利益。
To create benefit for themselves.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
这是得罪神的事情。
This something is a sin against God.
你用你天然的这个才干，你建立你自己事情，神可以容忍。
If you use your natural talent to create something for yourself, God is able to, He understands this.
但是请我们记得，
But please remember,
神给我们属灵的功用，
God has given us spiritual functions,
只为着建立基督的身体，
only to build up the body of Christ,
只为着神的目的，
only for the purpose of God.
我们仰望主的怜悯，
We look to His mercy.
让我们在这件事情上面能够忠心，能够持守到老，
That in this matter, we would be faithful and we would hold fast to it.
那么这个功用是什么呢？
So what is this function?
就是神把各样的恩赐赏赐给人。
That is, God has given various gifts to man.
圣灵把各样的恩赐赏赐给人。
The Holy Spirit has given various gifts to man.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
论到这个恩赐这件事情，
When we speak of these matters of gifts,
我们要一个领会，这个恩赐就是一个功用。
We need to understand that gifts is a function.
那在以弗所书第四章，
In Ephesians chapter 4,
很清楚告诉我们这个功用是从这个恩赐从哪里来的。
It tells us very clearly where these gifts come from.
那里讲到主耶稣升天掳掠众仇敌。
It says that he ascended on high, he led captive a host of captives.
然后把各样的恩赐赏赐下来。
And he gave gifts to men.
所以你读四福音书的时候很清楚看见。
So when you read the four gospels, you see clearly.
在主耶稣升天之前，
That before our Lord Jesus ascended to heaven,
门徒们呢在地上是无用的。
The disciples on earth, they were useless.
他们只有天然的功用。
They only had natural functions.
并且他们天然的功用也不太大。
And their natural functions weren't very good either.
很多人门徒呢只会钓钓鱼，打打鱼。
Some could only fish.
除了这个捕鱼之外，他也没什么大功能。
Other than fishing, they couldn't do very much.
好一点的呢，晒晒网，补补网。
Yes, if they're a little better, they're able to mend the nets.
所以主耶稣那个时候，门徒们跟随在即，主不能托付他们做什么大事。
And so when the disciples are following the Lord at that time couldn't entrust great work to them.
主顶多有时候说，你们去摆摆桌子吧，弄个筵席吧。
The Lord Jesus would tell them, oh, can you go set the table, prepare a banquet?
还有，你去牵个驴驹子来好了。
Bring this mule over here. The disciples could only do that.
想多做一点就坏主的事情。
They wanted to do a little bit more and they caused headache for the Lord.
所以这说明什么呢？
What does this tell us?
天然的功用，
Natural functions,
是没有办法放在侍奉上面的。
Cannot be placed in spiritual service.
只会带来麻烦。
It only bring in problems.
弟兄姊妹们，我们读 全本圣经都很清楚。
When you read the Bible, you're very clear about it.
你像摩西
，like Moses，
哇，这个天然的功用才干多大
！His natural skill and usefulness was great.
但他一服侍主啊，就打死人了。
As soon as he wanted to serve God, he murdered a man.
哎呀，我真的看见在地上很多教会侍奉主，很多人天然才干很大，一用出来就打死人。
We see this in churches today that people they have great skill, but as soon as they come and serve the Lord, they murder people. You don't save people.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and
sisters， 所以神要把他。天然的才干给他拿掉。
So God wants to take away that natural function.
然后呢，我们看见他在神手中才有用。
Then in God's hand, you are useful.
保罗也是这样。
It's the same with Paul.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
在主升天之前。
Before the Lord ascended.
门徒在地上没有任何的用处。
The disciples on earth were not useful.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
主耶稣复活升天之后。
After the Lord resurrected and ascended.
他不仅得荣耀掌大权呢。
Not only has he been glorified and now is on the throne.
很宝贵的事情呢。
He has done something very precious.
各样的恩赐都赏赐下。
He has given various gifts down.
升上高天。
He has ascended.
所以这说明什么呢
?What does it tell us?
是从高天上来的。
Gifts come from the heavens.
所有的恩赐都是属天的。
So all gifts are heavenly.
它不是个属地的东西。
These are not earthly things.
是属天的。
These are heavenly.
啊，它具备属天的功能。
These are heavenly functions.
并且呢，主是掳掠了众仇敌。
And he also led captive a host of captives.
所以它里面有得胜的能力。
And so it has the strength of overcoming.
所以圣灵所赐的恩赐蛮有能力。
And so the gifts of the Holy Spirit are full of power.
所以圣灵也是能力的灵。
And so the Spirit is also the Spirit of power.
每一个恩赐下来的时候
，Every single gift when it comes，
你就看见它有胜过。众仇敌的这种的功能。
It has the function of being able to overcome the enemy.
并且我们感谢主啊。
And we thank the Lord.
圣经说啊。
The Bible tells us.
他将各样的恩赐赏给人。
He has given various gifts to men.
这个人是所有的人。
This man is all men.
今天只要你我是蒙恩得救的人。
As long as you are saved.
你就有这个恩赐的。
You have these gifts.
每个弟兄姊妹都有恩赐的。
Every brother and sister have these gifts.
可能今天你还不知道。
Perhaps today you don't know it.
我从前刚出来的时候，我也不觉得我有什么恩赐。
In the past, when I first came out to serve, I didn't feel like I had any gifts.
到后来呢，这个恩赐从我身上显出来了。
But later, when these gifts appeared,
连我自己都很稀奇啊。
Even I myself, I was amazed.
弟兄姊妹，这不是我天生有的东西。
This is not something I had naturally.
是神给我们的。
God gave it to us.
所以人人都有恩赐。
So everyone has gifts.
为什么呢？因为神要呼召你我与他同工啊。
Why?Because God has called us to co-work with Him.
你没有用处，你不能同工的。
If you're not useful, you cannot work with Him.
所以你有功用，才能跟神一起做工呢。
Once you're useful, now you can work with God.
我们可以跟他一同来成全他自己的作为。
And together, we're able to accomplish His work.
所以弟兄姊妹们，你不要光羡慕别人的恩赐。
Don't admire other people's gifts.
你有恩赐的。
You have gifts too.
啊，大小不要紧。
Whether it's big or small, don't worry.
我们讲最小的恩赐也是什么呢？也是胜过众仇敌的。
Even the smallest gift is also able to overcome the enemy.
啊，这很宝贵啊。
This is very precious.
我们仰望主自己的恩典。
So we look to His grace.
那么在以弗所书里面呢
？And so in the book of Ephesians,
他先讲到的有四类型的恩赐，好像是比较大一点。
He talks about four general categories of these gifts.
他讲到这里有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师。
There are apostles, prophets, evangelists, and then pastors and teachers.
我们可以说使徒代表权柄。
We can say that apostles, they have authority.
先知是启示的言语，活的言语。
Prophets speak the living revelation.
传福音的。
The evangelists.
我们知道在福音的事上啊。
We know that in the work of evangelism.
也有不同的。
There are also differences.
它有狭义和广义的一个看法。
There are very narrow and broad ways of
explaining this. 我们所说狭义的福音呢，就是对着福音朋友不信主的人传福音，带他得救。
A very narrow way of explaining evangelism is just bringing somebody to understand and be saved.
其实，在保罗的思想中，这个福音啊
，But in Paul's understanding of the salvation,
它是一个完全的救恩的思想。
It is a complete thought of salvation.
是包括的神的旨意的。
It encompasses God's purpose.
所以呢，罗马书讲这个。福音就是神的儿子。
And so that is why Romans tells us that the gospel is the son of God.
那么弟兄姊妹，还有牧师和教师。
And then there are the pastors and teachers.
啊，我们知道呢，这个牧师原文的意思就是牧人，就是他有一个这个人有一个牧养的恩赐。
Pastors, we know these are shepherds. These are people who have a shepherding gift.
我们一直感觉到今天呢，地上哈，人把这个牧师变成地位，变成一个衔头啊。 这是历史上的大错误。
We know that pastors today, people use this as a title, as a position, and we know that this is a great error in church history.
我们讲过，这所有的这些恩赐都是 function, 是个功用。
All of these gifts are a function.
啊，它有牧养的功用。
It is a function of being a shepherd.
所以彼得就告诉我们了。
And so Peter tells us,
教会中的长老就是牧养人。
The elders are shepherds.
啊。弟兄姊妹们，长老就有牧养的恩赐。
And so, if you are an elder, you have the gift of being a pastor.
那么也是教导人，教师是教导人。
And teachers, these are one who teach.
所以呢，神首先让我们看见，在他所赐的恩赐中间有这四类型的恩赐。
So we know that in all of God's gifts, there are these four categories.
那么这四类型的恩赐做什么呢
？And these four categories, what are you to do?
他们是为了成全其他的圣徒。
It is to build up the rest of the saints.
就是把所有的圣徒都给他成全起来。
It is to build up all the saints.
所以你不是拿到这个恩赐光为自己。
So this gift is not just merely for yourself.
我们有这个功用来成全别人。
You have this function to build up others.
要什么？要人人都能够起来发挥功用。
So that every single person can stand up and function.
叫身体被建立。
And be useful so that the body may be built up.
以至于到最后全身都能进功用。
So that the entire body may function.
那个就是 body ministry.
This is body ministry.
啊，这是今天神赐给恩赐，这些恩赐的主要的用意。
This is the main reason for why we have gifts.
我们感觉到啊，在神话语中所启示出来重要的真理，今天在地上的教会已经失落得非常严重。
We do feel that regarding the revelation of God's words, it has been greatly lost today.
所以我们仰望主的怜悯。
So we truly look to His mercy.
我们看见在初期的圣徒。
We see that the early saints.
很多人身上他不只光有一个恩赐。
Not only did they have just one gift.
你无论像彼得、保罗、约翰这种人呢。
For Peter, Paul, and John,
这四类的恩赐都在他们身上。
They had all four categories of these gifts.
圣灵都把这个功用放在他们的身上。
The Holy Spirit gave them all these functions.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
在以弗所书第四章，
in Ephesians chapter 4,
告诉了我们这个恩赐的来源。
It tells us the source of these gifts.
啊，那么到了哥林多前书十二章，
so now when we come to 1 Corinthians chapter 12,
圣灵就根据主所完成的这个恩赐赏赐下来。
The Holy Spirit now gives these gifts according to what the Lord has done.
我们常常讲灵恩灵恩。
Oftentimes we talk about spiritual gifts.
其实就是属灵的恩赐。
These are spiritual gifts.
你知道吧？那么我们要再说，神把这些给我们是一个功用。
These are functions for us.
啊，你尽量的用。
The more you use it.
但是你不要被带偏了，你只注重那个功用，把那个赐功用给你的主给忘记。
Do not be led astray that you just merely function and use these things, and forget the Lord who has given it to you.
所以你知道这个 A.B. Simpson 写了一首很好的诗歌。
And so you know there is a very wonderful hymn written by Brother A.B. Simpson.
他那个标题叫做 Himself.
It's called Himself.
啊，他那里弟兄姊妹们会唱这首诗歌，对不对
？And we all know how to sing that hymn.
他就是当初呢，为着要提醒神的儿女的。
At that time, it was to remind the children of God.
前所要的是祝福，现在要的赐恩者，对吧
？Previously, I wanted the blessing. Now the blesser owned.
前所要的医治，现在要医治者。
Once I wanted the healing. Now the healer owned.
弟兄姊妹们，他要提醒你，你不要把眼老是定在那个恩赐上。
He wants you to be reminded to not only look at the gifts.
你要把他眼睛定在主的身上。
Fix your eyes upon Jesus.
哎呀，我们何等容易啊！因为这个功用就把主都忘记了。
It's so easy for us. As soon as we for these functions, we forget the Lord.
那么弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and
sisters, 你看见圣灵把这个恩赐赏赐下来做什么呢
？The Holy Spirit has given these gifts to do what?
为着建立基督的身体。
In order to build up the body.
所以首先呢，当我们蒙恩得救的时候
，So when we were first saved,
圣灵的浸就把我们浸入基督的身体。
The Holy Spirit has baptized us into the body of Christ.
在约翰福音第一章里面呢
，In John chapter 1,
那里很清楚告诉我们。
There it tells us very clearly.
我看见圣灵降在谁身上，谁就是用圣灵施洗。
John says, I have seen whomever the Holy Spirit has descended, he is the one who baptizes
in
the Holy Spirit.
用圣灵施洗。
Our Lord Jesus baptizes in the Holy Spirit.
施洗做什么呢？
Baptize you to do what?
把你进入基督的身体。
So that you can enter into the body of Christ.
因为圣灵的工作是要建立基督的身体。
Because the work of the Holy Spirit is to build up the body of Christ.
然后呢，就赐下各样各样不同的恩赐，
And then,
把不同的功用给我们。
He gives variety of gifts so that we can have different functions.
那弟兄姊妹，我们要知道啊，
So brothers and this, sisters? We need to know. Where are these gifts today? It is in the hands of the Holy Spirit. So as long as the Holy Spirit is in you, gifts are in you.
So we now understand.
Now we understand. We can't say, I have it, you don't. No, as long as you have the Holy Spirit, you have it.
So, 弟兄姊妹们你今天看有很多人行使恩赐。
Today, we do see many people expressing gifts, and we admire it.
这个好像他们有我没有，对不对？
It's as if they have it and we don't.
不不不，
no.
你有圣灵就有。
If you have the Holy Spirit, you have it.
圣灵已经在你里面。
The Holy Spirit's already in you.
所以在哥林多前书里面就讲到了圣灵有九种的恩赐。
And so in 1 Corinthians 12, there are 9 different types of gifts.
我想我们没有时间呢去解释这些这些所有的功用。
And we don't have time to explain all of these functions.
这些呢都是圣灵的所给的恩赐。
And these are all the gifts that the Holy Spirit gives.
圣经里面讲说呢圣灵是随己意分给个人。
And the Bible tells us that he gives according to each person.
所以这个恩赐的权柄也不是你能给别人的。
And so the authority of the gifts is not also given by you.
只有圣灵有这个权柄他可以按照他自己的意思来分配。
Only the Holy Spirit has the authority to give according to as he desires.
那么什么时候这个恩赐会显出来呢？
And how do these gifts be expressed?
所以在哥林多前书12章里面有一个字非常重要。
And so that is why there's a very important word in 1 Corinthians 12.
这个字叫做显。
It is manifestation.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
就是根据需要它会显出来。
According to the need, it will be manifested.
所以对于我们今天来讲只有显与不显的分别。
So today, the difference is whether or not it is manifested or not.
如果今天你碰到一个环境你需要时它就会显出来的。
Today, if you meet a circumstance and there is a need, it will be manifested.
今天没有需要嘛所以它就不显出来。
If there's no need, it will not be manifested.
弟兄姊妹我们看见教会历史上好多的侍奉族的弟兄姊妹们他们在很多艰苦的环境的里面
In church history, we see many brothers and sisters in various difficulties. We see the Holy Spirit does miraculous works.
我记得很多年前我读到那个巴克信弟兄的故事。
I remember many years ago, I read the story of Brother Bak Sin.
巴克信弟兄呢，他绝对不是一个领恩派的人。
Brother Bak Sin, he is not one who follows the Pentecostals.
但是他的身上神迹其实很多。
But there are a lot of miracles happened in him.
有一次我读到一个故事，我觉得也很奇妙。
One day I read this story, I found it amazing.
他说呢，他们呢有几个弟兄们呢，开了个吉普车到很远的地方去传福音。
He with several other brothers, they drove a jeep to a very other
经过了很大的一个旷野
to a place to go preach the gospel, and they went through a wilderness.
那个不像美国到处都有加油站。
It's not like here in the U.S. you have gas stations everywhere.
所以他们开呢，那个开车的人担心那个油没有了。
They were driving, and the driver was very worried because they were running low on gas.
他们那个时候的车大概也是比较旧的。
And their car at that time was probably old.
所以那个开一阵子，那个弟兄就把车停下来。
And so after they drove for a while, the brother stopped driving.
就拿个树枝啊，在那个油管里面伸一伸，看看还有多少油。
And he took a branch and put it down into the oil receptacle to see how much oil they had.Or gas they had.
这是巴克辛弟兄告诉我们的。
This is what Brother Bak Sin tells us.
他说非常的奇妙。
He said it was incredible. It was amazing.
开了一阵子。
They drove for a while.
那个弟兄就拿了个树枝在里面弄出来。
He kept dipping that twig into the gas tank.
每一次弄都是那个，没有少。
And every time he dipped his twig down, it was the same level of gas.
那个油都没少过，你看。
And so they drove all the way there, and their gas did not go low.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So dear brothers and sisters.
我们的神是。行做万事的神
Our God is one who's able to do all things. There's nothing difficult for him, right?
他在你需要的时候
When you have a need,
他能显出来
He's able to express it.
所以你今天呢，没有需要，你还是去加油吧。
Today you have no need, go to the gas station.
你不要听了这个故事，你明天开始就不加油，那不行啊。
Don't listen to my story and tomorrow stop filling up your gas tank.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
我不是讲笑话
I'm not just telling a joke. 今天圣灵
在我们的里面
Today the Holy Spirit is in us.
所有的能力恩赐都在里面
All the power and gifts is within us.
它只有显与不显的一个区别
The only difference is whether or not he's manifested or not.
没有这个什么有和没有的区别
Not a matter of whether you have it or you don't.
所以我们要有信心
So we need to have faith.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
你今天跟随主侍奉主
When you follow the Lord and serve the Lord, you do not need to be afraid of anything.
到那个时候，神就 给你。
At the right time, the Lord will give.
那么保罗也告诉我们。
Paul also tells us.
所有的恩赐。
All these gifts.
都是为了基督的指示。
Is for the ministry of Christ.
就会表现基督的。
To express Christ.
啊。那么并且他告诉我们呢。
And he tells us.
这个功用的这个行使呢。
The, how these functions are to be worked out.
是根据什么？根据父神。
Is according to the Father.
要不要用这个东西是父来做决定的。
Whether or not this thing is to be used is dependent on the Father.
到了一个时候要用什么样的恩赐，这是父来做决定。
Depending on which gift needs to be used, the Father will make that decision.
那么，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and
sisters, 我们刚才讲过，因为这个恩赐呢，是我们的主胜过众仇敌身上高天所赐下来的。
These are gifts that are given to men after he has led a host of captives and overcome enemies.
所以这个恩赐是带有能力的。
And so these gifts have great power.
所以圣经中才有所谓的圣灵浇灌这样的经历。
That is why we have the experience of being filled with the Holy Spirit.
浇灌泼。
Pouring out of the Holy Spirit.
这圣灵的浇灌，能力的浇灌。
And so this is the outpouring of power.
的确，在有些情况里面是需要这样的情形。
Yes, in some circumstances we need that.
彼得在五旬节那天被圣灵这么大大的一个浇灌，马上。福音的能力就出来了。
That day when Peter stood up at Pentecost, the, as soon as he stood up, then the Holy Spirit was poured out into him.
所以弟兄姊妹们
so dear brothers and sisters,
我们应该有这个信心。
We need to have that faith.
你到了一个情况里面
when you come to a
circumstance, 你需要的是你的能力临到你
and you have a need, and the Holy Spirit comes to you,
你就能做人所不能做的事情。
You will be able to do the things man cannot do.
这是每个弟兄姊妹都可以的。
Every brother and sister can do this.
这不是哪些特别的人，圣经没有讲。
The Bible does not say it needs a particular type of person.
但是呢，是父神在这里来里面运行掌管这件事情。
But it is the Father who governs and watches over all these things.
所以呢，你知道今天对于我来讲
，So today regarding myself,
一个人呢有点疫病的恩赐，就做什么都不需要稀奇。
If somebody has a gift of healing or doing this or that, you don't need to be amazed.
你不需要稀奇。
You do not need to be amazed.
因为这些恩赐能力都在你里面。
Because these gifts and powers are all in us.
啊，我。我没有医病的恩赐。
I do not have the gift of healing.
但是我相信主可以医治。
But I believe God can heal.
所以过去很多年。
So these many years.
主也奇妙，有的时候我祷告，有些人也好了。
I have prayed and some people have gotten better.
我自己都不觉得。
I have not felt anything.
我也不觉得有能力从我身上出去。
I didn't feel any power leaving my body.
他就好了。
That person got well.
他到处做见证。
And they bear testimony.
那是孙弟兄给我祷告好的。
They said, brother son prayed for me and I'm well.
我跑去问他，我说真的吗？
I went over, I said, really?
连我自己也不相信。
Because I didn't really believe it myself.
我说我没做什么。
I said, I didn't do anything.
我只是为你祷告一下。
I just prayed for you.
弟兄姊妹，圣灵显一下。
The Holy Spirit has been manifested and now power comes.
算什么？我们根本算不得什么。
We do not count for anything.
我记得有一个弟兄，他这个大学毕业啊，他学数学的。
I know this brother. He has graduated from college. He learned math.
他这个背后呢，忽然长了骨刺。
And he had a bone spur on his back and his spine.
痛到一个地步，那个手都举不起来，所以上课要写黑板都不能写。
And so it caused him great pain. He couldn't raise up his arm to write on the chalkboard.
他说有时候晚上痛到一个地步都会哭啊，大声的哭啊，你看。
And sometimes he would be in such great pain. He would cry aloud.
所以有一年呢，我就到那个地方去看望那些弟兄姊妹在那里有点聚会。
And so in those past years, I would go and visit the brethren, at that place we're meeting.
啊，我们那个弟兄还冒冒失失的，就孙弟兄，这个地方有个病人，你来跟那个祷告。
And so some brothers would say, "Here we have a patient, somebody who's ill. Please pray for him."
开头我很为难。
At that time, it was very difficult.
我想我也没医病的恩赐。
I thought I don't have the gift of healing.
但是你是侍奉主的，人家要求你也不能推辞，对吧？
But as a servant of God, I can't reject it.
所以就去吧。
So I went.
反正祷告我也会，对吧？
I can pray.
反正交到主手里。
Since I'm just giving it to God anyway.
我去来给他按手祷告。
So I went and I laid my hands on him and prayed.
其实这我都学来的。
I learned it, actually.
我给他按手祷告。
I put my hand on them.
祷告完了好了。
I prayed.
交代我就走了。
And I said, okay, I'm done, and I left.
很奇妙。
Amazing.
我走了之后啊。
After I left.
嘿，他得医治了。
He was healed.
所以他以后到处做见证。
And he bore testimony everywhere.
他在那个大学里面到处讲。
In that university, he was sharing it everywhere.
哇，那个大学里面很多大陆来的学生呢。
And there were a lot of students from mainland China there.
哦，他们说这个孙先生有特异功能呢。
They said this Mr. Sun, he has a very special function.
我哪有什么特异功能呢？
I said, what special function?
我只是
or special ability. I said, I have no special ability. All I did was pray. Brothers and sisters,
今天圣灵在你里面,
the Holy Spirit is in you today.
所有的恩赐都在你里面,
all gifts are within you today.
你不用担心,
don't worry.
到需要的时候,
when the need comes,
它会显出来,
it will be manifested.
所以呢，现在有人做这个做那个，我们不需要到处觉得很稀奇，我一点也觉得不稀奇。
So today,
这很正常。
When people are doing this or doing that, and you feel amazed, you don't need to be amazed.
所以你看，主耶稣在世的时候，门徒们跟着他整天稀奇。
So when the Lord Jesus was on earth, and the disciples were amazed all the time.
等到五旬节之后，他们也不稀奇了。
But after Pentecost, they were no longer amazed.
反而周围很多人在那里稀奇。
But other people around them were amazed.
所以弟兄姊妹，你下次看见别人行神迹奇事，不要稀奇。
So next time you see somebody performing a miracle, no need to be amazed.
说感谢主吧,
just say thank the Lord.
圣灵从他身上显出来,
the Holy Spirit was manifested from them.
就是这么样,
it's just like that.
我们算得到什么,
we do not count for much.
对不对,
right?
我们需要主的恩, 需要主给我们恩典。
We really need the Lord to show us grace.
我记得以前在这里讲过一个小小的例子,
I remember one time I shared a small example here.
我再讲一下, 提醒一下,
let me share it again and remind you. Re-emphasize it.
我们在中国有一个乡村里面有一个人被鬼附了。
In China, there was a village where a person was demon possessed.
哇, 那个地方的人没有办法。
And the people there, they had no ability.
后来他们就听说了, 信耶稣的人可以赶鬼。
But they heard that those who believe in Jesus, they are able to cast out demons.
他们知道隔壁村子有个传道人。
That next village over, there was a preacher.
那就跑到隔壁村子去找那个传道人。
And so they went to that village to find that servant of God.
到了家里敲门。
And so they knocked on his door.
敲门一看呢, 出来一个十多岁的一个男孩子。
And out came from that house a 10-year-old boy.
是那个传道人的儿子。
And it was evangelist's son.
他们就问他说, 你的爸爸在不在啊?
And they asked him, is your father home?
他说我爸爸出远门去了。
He's like, my father went to a very far away place.
才能回来。
He won't be back for 2-3 days.
哎呀, 这些人就着急得不得了。
And the people were so worried.If he's not home, what will we do?
后来有一个人很冒失啊,
But then all of a sudden, somebody said,
好了, 传道人不在, 他儿子也可以。
He's like, okay, the preacher's not here, his son will do.
所以把这个十多岁的儿子拉去了。
And so they grabbed the 10-year-old boy.
这个小孩子是已经信了主了。
And this child, he believed in the Lord.
他哪里有什么能力呢?
But what kind of power does he have?
但他看见过他爸爸赶鬼。
He's seen his father cast out demons
他就
学
他爸爸。
before. So he learned from his father.
跑到那里去之后呢,
he went there.
对着那个鬼附的人就说了,
And said to the demon-possessed person,
我奉主耶稣的名叫你出去。
In the name of the Lord Jesus, I tell you to come out.
哎呦，那个鬼就真的出去了。
And the demon really went out.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
神可以用任何的人。
The Lord is able to use anyone.
你我每一个弟兄姊妹，神都可以用。
He can use anyone of us.
我们应该有这个信心。
We need to have this faith.
今天圣灵在哪里？
Wherever the Holy Spirit is.
弟兄姊妹在哪里？
Where is he?
都不知道。
You don't know.
还在天上。
Is he still in the heavens?
圣灵在我里面。
The Holy Spirit is in me.
圣灵在你里面。
The Holy Spirit is in you.
有这个信心。
Have this faith.
只要他在里面。
As long as he's in you.
能力就在里面。
The power is in you.
只要他在里面。
If he's in you.
功用就在你里面。
The ability is in you.
今天呢，圣灵有一个非常重大的使命。
The Holy Spirit has a great commission today.
不仅改变我们这个人。
To not only transform us.
使我们在神的手中成为有用的人。
But to be useful in God's hands.
这就是为什么在圣经中呢，神会把各样的恩赐赏下来。
This is why in the Bible it tells us that God has given us various gifts.
神不是光把我们拉回来了之后呢，哎呀，把我们改变，变成一个善良的人。就可以了。
That after he has pulled you now back into his house, change you, and now you're good enough. No, he wants you to be a useful person.
所以保罗讲完这个，立刻就把他拉回到身体里面。
So as soon as Paul has said this, now he pulls it back to the body.
恩赐是身体肢体上不同的功用。
Gifts are different functions in the body.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters。
这个恩赐呢，显在我们各个不同的肢体身上。
The gifts are manifested through various members of the body.
但是那个功用是为了基督的身体。
But the functions is all for the body.
所以在教会里面。
And so in the church.
每一个弟兄姊妹。
Every brother and sister.
都应当尽功用。
Need to enter into your usefulness.
我们知道教会历史上出现了非常大的差错。
In church history, we know that there was a great deviation.
啊，因为在早先的圣徒们中间出现了所谓的这个圣品阶级，就是神职人员跟平信徒之间的这么一个说法。
Among the early church fathers, we know that there was this heretic teaching of the laity and the clergy, that there was a separation.
这一种的说法扼杀了整个身体的功用。
This killed all the function in the body.
叫很多神的儿女们呢都不肯进功用。
That among all of many of his children, they were unable to function.
就少数人在那进功用。
So very few people were functioning.
你看这样身体怎么能显出它的这个整体的功用呢
？So now, how can the entire body show its function?
所以，请我们记得，神所要的是一个 body ministry.
So you need to remember what God wants is a body ministry.
所以，神把各样的恩赐给我们，叫我们一同来建立基督的身体。
So the various gifts have been given so that we can together build up the body of
Christ. 每一个人都要显出那个。那该有的功用出来。
Everyone needs to manifest your own function. Pray.
啊，你说主啊，
and ask,
我是你身体上一个肢体。
And say, Lord, I am a member in your body.
在我里面。
The Holy Spirit is in me today.
在我里面。
Various gifts are in me.
你要在我身上显出这个功用。
Manifest this usefulness.
我愿意在你手中做个有用的人。
I want to be a useful person in your hand.
我们天然也许没有多大用处。
Perhaps naturally we're not very useful.
但在属灵上面来讲，圣灵如果用你就不得了了。
But spiritually speaking, if the Holy Spirit can use you, that's incredible.
你看这些打鱼的人。
Look at these fishermen.
当圣灵用他们的时候啊。
As soon as the Holy Spirit used them.
那个能力，那个荣耀出来的时候。
When the power and the glory came out.
地上再有才干的都挡不住，对不对？
Even the most skilled people in this world could not withstand it.
所以我们仰望主的怜悯。
So we look to His mercy.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
今天既然圣灵这位保惠师被称作是奉差遣的灵。
Since the Holy Spirit, this helper, he is the one who had been sent.
他需要你我跟他合作。
He needs you and I to work together with him, cooperate.
你要跟他配合。
You need to cooperate.
所以呢，你要每个弟兄姊妹都要学习顺服那住在你里面的圣灵。
So every brother and sister, we need to submit to the leading of the Spirit within us.
在个人身上是这样。
It is this way individually.
在整个教会里面都是这样。
It is this way corporately in the entire church.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
So dear brothers and sisters.
主的心是何等的迫切。
The Lord's heart is desperate.
他巴望在地上找着他的身体。
He desires to find his body on earth.
他巴望看见教会在地上能行使身体的功用。
He desires to see the body function on earth.
我想主回来日子迫近。
The Lord's return is so near.
我们还有一点机会可以跟随他。
We still have a little bit of an opportunity to follow.
我们要祷告主啊，愿你这个心愿成全在我们身上。
We need to pray, Lord, accomplish this desire in me.
每个弟兄姊妹都应该这样祷告。
Every one of us needs to pray.
我们仰望主给我们够用的恩典。
We pray that He would give us useful enough grace, sufficient grace to look to His mercy.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
让这位被差遣的圣灵，
May the Spirit who has been sent
在我们中间能执行他自己的工作，
Among us work and do His work.
让神所托付给他的那个使命能成全在我们中间，
So that He can accomplish that commission which he has been entrusted.
这一位保惠师，
because this helper,
他也被称作是奉差遣的灵。
He is also the spirit whom had been sent.
今天他已经住在我们里面。
Today he already dwells in us.
我们再把那个副歌唱一唱好不好？
Shall we sing the refrain again?
236首。
236.